Now, we've been in the 21st century now for 14 years. That's a full teenager. 14 years. It was just 2,000 3 years ago. Y2K now seems as quaint as a dial-up phone. I was watching a show the other night, and they were talking about their dial-up modem. And they went on like... Remember that sound? It's like a Victrola. What seems to have changed most in our country, what seems to have changed most is our country in the past 14 years. I think it really began with 9/11 in some ways. That was like the end of one era and the beginning of a new way of looking at who we are as a country. And I think what happened is we came together for a little while and it began to drift apart. And we're still going through this. We do seem to be two countries in a lot of ways. I went online the other day and doing some research in this, and I wanted to see how our country is doing in the world these days. It was quite interesting to see. We were number one for such a long time in the 20th century in so many different areas. Now we are, it's different. We are 24th in education. Even though we have Harvard and Yale and Princeton, we are 24th in literacy. We are 37th in healthcare, according to the World Health Organization. We are between Costa Rica and Slovenia, whatever that is. Wow, 37th with such wonderful doctors and researchers and everything. We are 33rd out of 34 countries in accepting evolution as fact. Here's good news, bad news here. We are 13th in arts funding. There are only 13 countries in this list. The home of Broadway, symphony orchestras, Hollywood. 13th in teaching our children about art and the importance of it. In 2002, we were number 5 in the best infrastructure in the country. Today, we're 25. Are you applauding 25? Oh, goodness. We are number one in a lot of things. We're number one in anxiety. We're number one in mood disorders. We're also number one in the availability of airline seats. You can get an airline seat in this country easier than anywhere else. Yay. We're number one in milk consumption. I had to do some looking here. We're number one in oil consumption. We're number one in cocaine consumption. Wow. Did somebody say hallelujah? We're praying for you right now. We're number 4 in auto manufacturing. We've kind of dropped down a little bit from being the inventors of the auto. We're number 2 in book publishing, and we're also number 2 in child poverty among industrialized nations. As Dickens said, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. So many wonderful things are happening in our country. Technology, just astonishing every month. We have a new iPhone. And yet we have so many people who can't afford to get one. We have so many wonderful things happening. These are facts. I didn't bring all these up to bring anybody down. I'm just saying that we all, in our personal lives, and as a country and as a planet, we go through times of challenge. Of course, these are all going to change because they're only facts. But where are we in our lives right now when we consider who and what we are as the United States? I think we're not quite united as we would like to be. And it's not that we're going to find ourselves without problems and challenges. That's part of being on the planet, is to see, to hold it to light, and to say, how can we do it better? How can we be all that we can be as a people, as Americans, and as human beings on this planet? It's really about how we deal with the challenges that determine what our lives will be. Much of the Bible, as a matter of fact, was written in times that were times of intense crisis, with whole populations being threatened with extermination, possibly at any moment. Moses and the Israelites fleeing Egypt, Jewish persecution and exile by the Babylonians, Israel being held captive first by Syria, then by the Greeks, and then by the Romans. Life was scary back then. It was a really horrible time to have to maneuver everything back then. And regardless of whatever ratings are happening, we look like paradise compared to them and what was going on. When Jesus was alive and ministering to people, Rome was killing and torturing Jews as often and as easily as Taylor Swift writes a new song about an old boyfriend. But even with all that happening, Jesus reminded everybody that there was no need to fear. He said, "Fear not, little flock. God has this. God is right there within you right now, no matter what you're going through. God is ready and willing and able to do the work that you need done." That's exactly what we have to remember today, with everything seeming to collapse and fall apart around us, even somewhat literally, with our infrastructure in some ways. When we realize that we are one with God, then there will be no need to be afraid, and we will be guided as to what to do to bring forth harmony and divine order. Now, fear is an emotion that distorts the truth. The truth of God's protecting power always at work, always here, always being revealed to the heart when we focus within. But the problem has been we've been focusing outside of ourselves. We've been looking outside of ourselves for clues that God is at work, and we're not finding them in the way that we need to. Carlos Anderson once told me that he prayed to God, "God, I need your protecting light with me today. Give me your protection, Father, Mother, God." And he said he heard clear as a bell the voice of God within him saying, "You always had my protection. What are you praying about? You've always had it. Just know it. Just affirm it. Just begin to live it as your truth." He said, "You just forgot. I'm here." Forgetting that God is always here within us is the only reason we have fear. The only reason we fear is because we forgot who and what we are and who and what God is. Of course, the miracle says that if we only knew who walks with us every day, every moment of our lives, we would stop being afraid immediately. Immediately, what am I afraid of? God's here. God goes before me to light my way. All is good. One of my favorite teachers, White Eagle, says that souls on the other side of life so admire those of us who have taken on this body, these bodies on this planet, as a powerful reminder, as a powerful lesson to remember that God is at work. No matter what is going on around us, no matter what seems like an absence of God. And that if we can own the truth of our divine nature while still here in these bodies, we have got it. We have it for eternity. Because if you can remember, as the song goes, if you can know it here, you can know it anywhere. The Book of Candor and Ebb, I believe that's from. If Earth is an advanced spiritual learning center, then New York is Princeton, Harvard, and Oxford combined. Right? Yeah, living here is advanced spiritual work. This is doctorate degree stuff. If you've got it here, you have it on Mars, Neptune, planet, Saturn, everywhere in the universe. You've got it because you've got God in this. White Eagle also reminds us that we aren't ever alone, no matter what the appearance may be to the contrary, that we do have spiritual guides assigned to us, and that any problem, any question, anything that we need is already taken care of, but we have to ask. We have to ask. Before you got here, you asked a really dear loved one to be your guide. We got here and we immediately forgot. There's divine amnesia, so we can focus on what we're doing here. But you asked somebody very close and very dear to you on the other side to keep reminding you of the truth that you knew you were going to forget once you got here. So that whispering could be the Christ of your being, it could be your intuition, or it could be your spirit guide going, remember what we talked about? You're not doing it. Now go do it. We go, yes, it's something that just resonates so powerfully that we know here's the direction I need to go in. One of the most powerful reminders that there is nothing to fear in life, we just heard from Kathy when she was reading from Psalm 91. These words are so astonishing in their truth. God will protect you. God is your protection against all manner of danger when you love God and know God's name, as it says. I will rescue them and honor them and show them my salvation, the psalmist wrote. So what's really being said here? God is going to protect those who profess love for God and call out God's name. That sounds a little bit egotistical. Like, God, why don't you just protect all of your children rather than the ones who are just calling you? That would just seem to make sense, right? Well, actually, this verse is sharing a powerful truth that we, when we really comprehend it and really get it, our lives are going to be transformed by it, which is that when we immerse ourselves in the consciousness of who and what we really are, which is creations of spirit, which is our second principle we talked about last week. The first one, God is absolute good. The second one, if God is absolute good, then you must be good. God can't create sinners. God can only create divinity. So you are pure divinity expressing right now. So as creations of spirit, then we align ourselves with the truth of our being, with who and what we are, for the full energy, the full power, the fullness of all that God is to come forth at any time, at any moment. Now, the only way that we can do that is to acknowledge it. To have light in a room that is dark, when you walk in, you have to do what? Turn the light on. You have to flick it, and then the light goes on. Nobody walks into a room, is dark, and you say, light, unless you have the clapper or something, or we're talking about something else. You don't walk into a room and curse it and say, God doesn't love me because there's no light. No, you walk over and you say, I'm turning the light on, or however it is you need to do it. It's the same with God. We turn within and we turn the light on by affirming that God is already here. Not begging and beseeching and yelling at God that, God, you don't love me, therefore you would protect me if you really did love me. We would just say, thank you, God, let there be, and that there is. It's the same with our God energy consciousness within. We have to make a conscious connection with God through prayer for ourselves and with others, by meditating, getting quiet, and allowing spirit to reveal the truth, by using positive and joyful affirmations for all the good here now, even though it doesn't appear that that's the truth, for loving and caring for each other in ways that only I can accomplish that has been given to me as service to my planet, and to forgive others for their mistakes and to forgive myself for the mistakes that I've made, and to thankfully and joyfully live the truth of my divinity consciously day after day after day. Is this easy? No. That's why we keep coming here on Sunday mornings, going to retreats, going to classes, reminding ourselves over and over again, oh, right, I am divine. I am powerful. I forgot that because the planet and CNN and everything else keeps telling me that I'm not. So I have to remember I am a powerful creation of God. I am a powerful creation of God. Affirm that with me. I am a powerful creation of God. Again, I am a powerful creation of God. One more time, like you mean it, together. I am a powerful creation of God. Take a breath in. Let that take hold. Let that wonderful energy of truth resonate and begin to shift the atoms within you that reminds you of this truth. You are a powerful creation of God. There's nothing you and God cannot accomplish together. And knowing this will bring your health, will bring your abundance, your success, your loving relationships that seem to be impossible here in New York, will bring complete safety and protection into your lives. And that's what Psalm 91 really means by loving God and knowing God's name. Knowing one's name means knowing who or what something is. Knowing the nature of something. So to know God's name means knowing how God works. God is within, and God is activated by my say-so, by my words, by my feelings, by my thoughts, by my actions. God is the one and only power everywhere in the universe, missing from nowhere. There's no part of your being that God is not in. All we have to do is to have God's good is to simply call upon God's good. It really is that simple. Always easy? No. But it is that simple. Just to become aware that God is here, God is at work, I call that forth. Like God told Carlos, I'm always here. All you have to do is affirm it. Know it. Begin to act as if I am here, and then you'll see me at work. Now, if you're anything like I was when I began my spiritual path, I was really impressed by how good and exciting it all sounded. Wow. I am a powerful child of God. Ooh, okay, cool. I like that minister. They're not telling me how awful I am. I'm not a sinner. Oh, I love this Unity book. It's so exciting. I can't wait to show everybody what it says. But, how do I know it's real? You ever feel that? Like, this sounds so good, but really, come on. I'm from New York. What are you telling me? It sounds good on Sunday morning. It sounds good in a card. It sounds good in the daily word, but come on. Have you seen the planet? Have you been out of symphony space? How do I know all these happy, smiling people sitting next to me on Sunday morning just aren't all some ex-hippies who are still high from the 70s? I mean, Unity of Colorado, I can understand, but... what chemicals are these perky people on here, anyway? I myself am a doubting Thomas. You've got to prove this to me. I mean, it sounds good, but you've got to prove this to me because I don't see it in the world. So nothing has been more faith-building for me than to work in silent Unity telephone prayer room for 3 years. For 3 years, praying with over 100 people a day. I can't even begin to count up how many people that was, that is, that I prayed with. Over and over and over again through this ministry I've been doing for almost 23 years now, I've been blessed with stories for my own understanding, my own expression of God at work, for other people coming, you're not going to believe this. Like, yeah, I've been doing this for a while. You know, I may be delighted and tickled by what you tell me, that I'm not surprised by anything anymore when you tell me how good it is, of how God has shown up to be present and available simply by calling on God's help. God shows up. No drugs, no brainwashing, just the natural goodness of God tapped into by God's child, by God's creation. Number three of our Unity philosophy is, through prayer and meditation, I make conscious contact with God. Through prayer and meditation, I open myself up to the good that is already here. In my own life, like I said, I've seen this happen so often, I couldn't stand up here and share this with you unless I have seen it with my own eyes. I was on a highway in Santa Fe, where my first church was, when I looked down at the dashboard and I saw that it was not only on empty, but it was below E. Scary. I'm in the on it's snowing, there are mountains. I'm not in New York. It's on E, below. E below. I began to feel fear because there wasn't a gas station anywhere nearby, not until I got back into town. And this is BC, a BC year before cell phone. And I'm freaking out, and I went, oh, I'm a Unity minister. I can pray. I can know the truth. I'm fine. It's all good. I held to the truth. God is my everything. And what came immediately to my mind is a wonderful classic Unity poem called The Prayer of Faith. God is my help in every need. God does my every hunger feed. God walks beside me, guides my way through every moment of the day. I now am wise. I now am true, patient, kind, and loving to all things I am, can do, and be through Christ, the truth that is in me. God is my health. I can't be sick. God is my strength, unfailing, quick. God is my all. I know no fear since God, as love and truth are here. I kept saying that over and over again. I felt peace. I felt the presence of God actively at work, and I felt the fear totally leave. I really felt calm, and I knew that God was at work no matter what was going on. I happened to glance down at the dashboard after saying this about three times. And the gas gauge, the needle, had moved up an eighth of an inch. Whoa. This stuff works. I swear, it actually happened. I got into town, got to the gas station, no problem. Before, it was just about to run out, and all of a sudden, knowing the truth that God was my fullness of everything became manifest. A friend of mine was also on a highway one day in the Midwest, and there was a torrential rainfall happening. I mean, it was one of those, you know, go through the car wash, you can't see anything kind of rain. She pulled over to the side of the road, panicking, and she called Silent Unity. This was after cell phones, so she could call from a car. And she said, "Paul, as I'm living and breathing, the clouds opened up only on the highway, raining on either side. I was able to go the extra couple of miles that I needed to do, turned off the exit, and after I pulled off, it began raining everywhere again. But she safely made it off the highway to where she needed to be. The power of God at work through prayer, through knowing, not begging, not beseeching, not saying, oh God, I'm in such trouble, but just saying, God, you are my help in every need. Thank you for your manifestation. The theologian Philip Yancey tells a story of a friend of his who went swimming in a large lake at dusk. After paddling around for a few minutes, he noticed that a freak fog had all of a sudden come in. Suddenly, he couldn't see anything. No horizon, no landmark, no object, no light, nothing. Just him and water and fog. He swam one way, nothing. He swam the other way, just water. Can you imagine being in the middle of water, not knowing where you're going? Of course, he began really panicking, and he turned within and he said, God is my help. God is my very present help in this time of need. At that very moment, somebody yelled from the shore his name, and he began to follow the name, and he was safe. A Unity minister I know had a somewhat similar experience in Vietnam. His navigational equipment completely went out, and he didn't know if he was flying to the moon or just heading to the earth. Looking out the window didn't help. It was all clouds. He began panicking, and so he closed his eyes. He turned within to God within him and prayed, God, you are here. You are my safety. What do I do now? With his eyes closed, he felt his head being moved. It's like somebody took his head with two hands, pushed it to the left, and down. He said, I didn't have any choice. It was like being moved, and my head was moved, and then when it went down, I opened my eyes, and for a moment, there was a hole in the cloud that showed me the ground. And then it covered up, but it was enough time for him to get his bearings and land safely. The man said he felt complete safety, the complete safety of God as he moved and turned it all over, and he was centered enough to be able to allow Spirit to reveal that hole in the cloud. All of these are wonderful examples that prayer works. Prayer works. That's what we're here. Unity is about prayer. It's the heart of what we do. Would our chaplains please stand? Just stand for a moment. These are our prayer chaplains. These are the ones who are continuing to know the truth here at Unity of New York. Thank you, guys. And as always, they're downstairs to pray with you afterwards. Prayer is knowing the truth. It's not begging God and saying, well, let's see how this works. Fingers crossed. No, it's God is at work in you right now. You are whole and well, period. You are successful in your Broadway career. We've been praying with that with Rosina, and we know the truth. It's at work. It's your faith that makes you whole. It's your faith that does it, but we're here to hold that with you and to uplift you with that wonderful energy. No matter what's going on in your life right now, the power of God within you is stronger than anything outside of you. There is no power outside of you. That's the truth we really got to get. There's only God power. There's nothing outside of you directing your life. No disease, no debt, no addiction, no terrorist, no hurricane, no government official, no politician, no employer. No person anywhere is stronger than God within you. When you know that to be the truth, when you affirm that and live as if that's the truth, you'll find your life is changed completely. Prayer really, as I said in the opening today, is the conscious choice to turn it all over to God and know that God knows what to do. To know God and I are one, and that nothing ever is impossible with the God of your being. You have within you at this very moment the full power of your Creator, because God is good and you are created good. You are a divine being who has the power and the ability to say, yes, God, this is the way that I want my life to be. And the universe has no choice but to say yes. But God is waiting for your permission. God's not going to do anything without your permission. You have to say to God, get clear within yourself. So asking really is affirming, declaring, making clear within yourself, this is the life that I want. And the universe says, we've been waiting for you to do this. So be it, and so it is. God has never left you. You, the most precious, holy, loved, cared for creation, God has never left you to go it alone. Never. We just felt like we began to act as if I'm alone here on the planet. If you think you have been, that's only one of your creations, one of my creations. One of your misunderstandings, one of the things your mind is making up that is not the truth of who you are. It's only something you were taught by other people who forgot who they were. And down the line we go. You know what the word danger means? Danger is from a Latin word, dominarium, which means dominion. In The Merchant of Venice, Portia says to Antonio, you stand within Shylock's danger. In other words, he has power over you. He has dominion over your life. But in the book of Genesis, God tells humankind that they have dominion over everything. Dominion means power combined with wisdom. So to have dominion over the planet, as opposed to somewhat of whatever our politicians say, doesn't mean we can do whatever we like. It means we get to trust and treat it with respect, to treat animals and other living things with the respect, and that this is their home too. That our job is to have dominion over the planet, to make it better for the next generation, not worse. To be good spiritual stewards of the good we're given so that we may have more to work with, not to ruin what we have from spirit. This is so important to understand. There's really no such thing in our lives as real danger when we are centered in the power of God's love, light, peace, and joy. Then we have God's power at work in us, and we claim dominion over health challenges. Say, God within me is my health. As that poem says, I can't be sick ultimately because I'm a child of God, pure, whole, and strong. That we have dominion over our prosperity challenges. I am abundantly blessed. I am willing to be in the flow of that abundance and let God reveal how that's coming to me. Relationship issues, no matter what you think about your possibility or potential to have a mate, God is ready, willing, and able to open up the way for you to have that right and perfect person in your life. Prayer isn't so much God save me as it is God is my help now. Thank you, God. I can't wait to see how you're going to reveal this. I'm so excited about this coming forth. Our friend Edwin Gaines was blocked by a gang of men late one night on her way to her car. She looked at them and she saw only God. And she told them, God loves you and so do I. And only the way Edwin can say it. The men looked at her and ran away. God's love is stronger than any human threat. A woman years ago saw a man in the shadows while she was walking home late one night. She surrounded herself in God's protecting light, and the man did nothing. He went away. What happened was he did later that evening attack another woman. When the first woman later visited the man in jail, she asked the guy, well, you saw me first. Why didn't you attack? And he said, well, you were with two large men. She wasn't. But she had affirmed divine protection. So the universe gave her what she affirmed, and he saw what he saw, two large men. Please know that no matter what you may think or feel is a dangerous, horrible, impossible situation you may be in today. You and your loved ones and your friends are constantly, completely, totally surrounded, enfolded, and protected in the power of God. When we consciously call that forth in our lives. Close your eyes, if you would. Go to your heart. Whatever you'd like to see happen from now on, bring it to your mind. Picture it. How do you want it to be different than what it is right now, perhaps? I want you to, in the silence of being, turn it over to God. Say, God, you got this. I myself know nothing, as our dear brother said. I don't know anything until God reveals it. So God, reveal it. There's one presence, one power at work in this situation right now, God the good. If it's for you or for a friend or relative, picture peace, picture love, picture light, success, protection, whatever it might be. This is God's picture you are receiving right now. This came from God. You didn't make it up. Your job is to say thank you, believe it, accept it as true, get excited about the unfolding physical manifestation of it, and feel the love, joy, and gratitude well up inside of you, pouring out into the world. The light of God is already here. The light of God surrounds me. Affirm that. The light of God surrounds me. Breathe in. See that light surrounding you like a blanket, a wonderful, warm, protecting presence. The love of God enfolds me together. The love of God enfolds me. Feel it take hold in every part of you. That love is a reality of who and what you are, radiating its warmth, joy, and good. The power of God protects me. The power of God protects me. Envision the light as a shield, impenetrable. Nothing from the outside can disturb you or your soul. The presence of God watches over me. The presence of God watches over me. Know that with every fiber of your being, that everything is already taken care of by God, by the creator of your life, the creator of you, a God who loves you without reservation or condition, a God that sees no wrong, only the perfect child that you are. Breathe into your heart. And let's take that deeper into our heart, into our consciousness by singing our meditation song, I am so blessed for all that I have, all that I am, and all that God is. One more time, just a little quieter. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that God is. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. So blessed for the awakening of the realization of our oneness with God. A oneness that has always been a part of who we are, but something that we forgot
And if we forget something, we can't really use it fully. But prayer is an awakening to the fullness of all good, a knowing that God is here, and that God has always been at work waiting for my permission. Today I let go. I let go of the idea, the notion that I know how to do my life. And I let God do it through me. My part is to move forward, to think God, to feel God, to speak only God, to act God. Anything else tells the universe I don't fully trust God with my life. So today we let go and trust God fully, completely, 100% with the good flowing forth. I invite you to bless your body. You are a powerful creation of spirit. It's up to you to focus on the good you want. So today we focus on the body and the mind. We bless it. If you're feeling pain or discomfort, I invite you to send that wonderful God energy to this part of your body and to say, you are healed. I am whole and well in God's healing love. Breathe that truth in. I am whole and well in God's healing love. Let that take hold. No ifs, ands, or buts. God is at work. God is health itself. Therefore, I am whole and well in God's healing love. I also know that I am loved and prospered by God's unfailing good. There is no place in this universe that is lacking God, lacking good. The abundant good of God is always flowing forth. My thinking keeps it at bay. I'm that powerful. But today I change that. I change my mind. I change my thought. I take a new idea. I am loved and prospered by God's unfailing good. Breathe that in. I am blessed and at peace by God's light of grace. I am blessed and at peace by God's light of grace. Let that take hold in every molecule, every atom, every breath, every thought. You are God's perfect being and the quiet of our being. Just for a few moments, I know this truth. I am blessed and at peace by God's light of grace. Breathe that in. Breathe in and let go. I am safe and at one with my Creator. I am protected and at peace concerning my life. And for this realization always, we are so grateful. And so it is.